Nolte, about those three bizarre media retractions in the Paul Pelosi story. By John Nolte on November 5, 2022. Over the past week or so, the corporate media have retracted three stories inconvenient to the Paul Pelosi narrative. Moreover, San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins refuses to release any video associated with the alleged assault on Mr. Pelosi. We won't even be allowed to hear the 911 call. For us, revealing that evidence through the media is just not what we think is appropriate, the Democrat DA told Law last week. We want to make sure that this individual is held accountable for these egregious acts. For us, we're going to make sure that we limit the evidence as much as possible in order to get that done. We all know what the approved media narrative is. A little more than a week ago, Paul Pelosi, the 82-year-old husband of outgoing Speaker of the House and election denier Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was asleep in bed when a Trump-loving terrorist broke into Mr. Pelosi's San Francisco home looking for Nancy. He then beat Mr. Pelosi with a hammer. Despite the best efforts of the fake media, whose power to bamboozle the public has waned to almost nothing over the past few years, we already know the Trump-loving part is a lie. The alleged assailant, David DePop, is a 42-year-old nudist living in a Berkeley hippie commune that flies gay flags and banners supporting Black Lives Matter. He's also an illegal alien taking advantage of California's sanctuary laws. Some news reports also make it sound like he's a drug addict, schizo, or both. Regardless, as much as the fake media want the American people to believe differently, the idea this was a right-wing political hit is laugh-out-loud absurd and another black mark against an already irrelevant media. Overall, though, what I have found fascinating are the ongoing corporate media retractions. In three instances now, the corporate media have reported facts inconvenient to the approved narrative and then retracted and scrubbed those stories. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it. Let's take them one by one. Alleged assailant wearing only underwear. On the day of the assault, as the news broke, an investigative reporter at local KTVU reported that DePop was in his underwear when police arrived. The reporter quickly retracted the story. I'm now told by other sources that DePop was not dressed only in his underwear. Working to clarify, he tweeted the same day. Third person present at Pelosi home. Numerous outlets, including the far-left NBC and Politico, reported that police were led inside the Pelosi home by an unknown third person. That news was quickly retracted. Mr. Pelosi did not attempt to flee or report distress to responding cops. On Friday's Today Show, far-left NBC News reported the following. NBC News is learning new details about the moment the police arrived. Sources familiar with what unfolded in the Pelosi residence now reveal that when officers responded to the high-priority call, they were seemingly unaware they'd been called to the home of the Speaker of the House. After a knock and announcement, the front door was opened by Mr. Pelosi. The 82-year-old did not immediately declare an emergency or try to leave his home, but instead began to walk several feet back into the foyer toward the assailant and away from police. According to court documents, when the officer asked what was going on, defendant smiled and said everything's good, emphasis mine. While airing the portion above I bolded, NBC showed a court document and used graphics to highlight those exact words as though quoting an actual court document. Later that same day, NBC retracted the report and disappeared the video. However, you can still watch it here. When I wrote the Everything's Good story early Friday morning, I wrote, "Rest assured this report will soon be retracted, but for now, check it out, I wasn't joking." Because of the two previous retractions and the fact that this latest NBC report went against the approved narrative, I knew NBC would retract the story. And NBC did. But there is one piece of information, one inconvenient fact, the media cannot retract. Why? Because there's a recording. When police were sent to the Pelosi home, the dispatcher informed the officers of the following. RP, reporting person, i.e. Paul Pelosi, stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is but he advised that his name is David, and that he is a friend. RP sounded somewhat confused. A friend. That's on tape. The corporate media cannot retract that one. We don't know what happened that night and probably never will. According to early reports, DePape intends to plead not guilty and has yet to tell his side of the story. Here's what we do know. If the 911 call or surveillance video of body cam footage were released, it would clear up a lot. But local Democrat authorities won't release it, which is odd. One thing the public is used to is seeing the footage and hearing 911 calls in a high-profile case. But these are the same authorities who refused to release body cam footage of Mr. Pelosi's DWI arrest in June. I also suspect that if the audio and video proved beyond any doubt that the approved narrative was accurate and would, therefore, damage the Republican Party 1 week before an election, that audio and video would be all over TV and social media on a 24-hour loop. Here's the other thing. We know the police dispatcher said Mr. Pelosi referred to DePape as a friend. We also know that all three reports that were later retracted make it sound like DePape was indeed a friend and that another friend was present. We know the Pelosi home had monitored security, and the media do not seem very interested in that fact. No one's asking why an alarm didn't sound after a window was supposedly smashed in. Maybe the windows weren't alarmed. That in itself would be odd for the home of a grotesquely wealthy, high-profile politician. Heck, I'm a nobody who doesn't live in a crime-ravaged Democrat-run city, and my windows are alarmed. The lack of media curiosity around the security issue would have been baffling 15 years ago. Now, it's expected because there are two indisputable facts these days. Believing your government without question is the new journalism, and Democrats sure got it good. Correction, this report has been updated. Mr. Pelosi did not tell responding police everything's good. That was the defendant DePape. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.